Ashland City.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. economy again defying expectations, churning out a higher than anticipated number of jobs in the month of September. ABC's Jim Ryan breaks down the numbers.
Analysts were expecting about 140,000 positions to have been created last month. The actual number from the Bureau of Labor Statistics stands at 254,000 jobs, with growth in food service, healthcare, and construction. The unemployment rate in September was virtually unchanged at 4.1%.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says that President Biden was directly engaged in helping to suspend the longshoremen strike. The dock workers back on the job as of this morning. They'll talk about automation later in January. Kamala Harris will visit the union stronghold of Flint, Michigan today. Donald Trump headed to Georgia with Governor Brian Kemp. Tomorrow he'll be alongside Elon Musk in Butler, Pennsylvania, scene of the first assassination attempt. A death toll from Hurricane Helene has now hit 215 people, still an unknown number unaccounted for. This is ABC News. The FBI on the hunt for culprits in a sophisticated ripoff.
Maybe you've received an email or Facebook message from ICH Coin offering you the chance to learn about investing in Bitcoin. The company bills itself as a cryptocurrency platform, but
it is a scheme and a scam.
Amanda Culver of the FBI's Houston office says ICH Coin is playing on consumers' vague familiarity with virtual currency.
People are very interested in investing in cryptocurrency.
She says ICH Coin, with an app and legitimate-looking website, has defrauded Americans of $30 million in the past 11 months. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Supreme Court says it will review a case involving nuclear waste storage. The justices will examine an appellate decision finding federal regulators overstepped by allowing a private company to store spent nuclear fuel in West Texas for 40 years. The outcome of the case will affect plans for a similar facility in New Mexico. Political leaders on both sides oppose those storage sites. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
Rockwell Automation at Richland Center would like you to know that if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please let them know. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with them or have any questions, please call 608-647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
A high of 70 today with sunshine, mainly clear and chilly tonight, a low of 42. Saturday, partly cloudy at times and a high of 80. Saturday night, 51 with a 30% chance of a few light showers. Sunday, partly cloudy to sunny, breezy and cooler, a high of 65. In the extended forecast, 66 Monday, patchy frost early. Tuesday, 68, and then Wednesday and Thursday, it looks like maybe up to the middle 70s again. Right now in Richland Center, west winds are at 5 and it's 61 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge.
Jesus just about every night. I call my mama and my daddy at least once a week to remember my roots and keep on planting deep. Sometimes I need to step away and get a different view. There's really something to that honky-tonk attitude. It pulls me out of that everyday sinking sand. I feel better with a cold one in my. Right now I really need a beer with my friends. Pop a top or two and talk about way back when. With some folks that'll see me through thick and thin. Start seeing life through a rose-colored neon lens. We're gonna get that old jukebox working hard. Before it's over, I'll know everybody in the.
sisters all here with me in the glow of that 90 high def TV. After I work my four fingers down to the bone, last thing I wanna do is go home and drink alone. Right now I really need a beer with my friends. Pop a top or two and talk about way back when. There's some folks that see me through thick and thin. Start seeing life through a rose-colored neon lens. We're gonna get that old jukebox working hard before it's over.
Wallen on WRCO FM 100.9. Lies, lies, lies. It is 61 degrees in Richland Center. Celebrities with birthdays today, including country music's Leroy Van Dyke, 95 today. Also born today, actress Laurie Sanders is 83. She was on Petticoat Junction. Actress Susan Sarandon is 78. And also actor Bill Faberbakke, famous for Coach. He was Dobber on Coach, and maybe even more famous for the voice of voice on SpongeBob SquarePants, right? He is SpongeBob's sidekick, Patrick. Let's see. Also, rap producer Russell Simmons is 67. Singer John Cicada is 63. And media personality John Melendez is 59 as well. Also from the music side, country singer-guitarist Heidi Newfield of Trick Pony turns 54. Coming up, we'll have more from the Orchard. We'll be out at Oakwood Fruit Farm for some reports for you here and through the weekend as well during Customer Appreciation Days. This is the latest from Lainey Wilson.
I'm the kind to take the keys. Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to. And you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine. Makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home. In a 4x4 bayou, from the bayou to Kentucky. Out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard. Oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
Customer appreciation days at Oakwood Fruit Farm continue this weekend. And Judy Elvin is here for our annual visit as we broadcast from here. How's the season been, Judy?
It's been going really good. You know, we started early this year. Blossoms were early. We were in bloom already the end of April. And the hot summer, everything just kind of kept pushing everything along. So by the 9th of August, we were already with apples. And it's been good. Early varieties in August have sold out, but we've still got a nice selection of varieties, especially for this weekend. We're probably going to have about 10 or 12 different varieties, including everybody's favorite of McIntosh, Cortland, the Galas, Honeycrisp. Everybody asks for that one when they walk in the door. Mm-hmm. And we also have Fuji, Blondie, Pizzazz, Crimson Crisp, Ambrosia. And for the weekend, we're going to have Ida Redson for the first time and a couple new varieties.
That sounds good. And I'm guessing when some people come in, you kind of know what they ask for every year. Like somebody wants this for a pie or somebody wants this to eat. You probably remember that, don't you?
I try to very well because they think that's kind of unique that I can remember what kind of apple they like. Or else I can usually direct them by questioning, you know, like, you want a pie where you see the slice of the apple, and I usually direct them to a Cortland. Or if they like it to cook up more, then I usually direct them to a McIntosh. Then there's some varieties, you know, we say, well, why don't you mix a couple varieties together so you can get the unique flavor that way, too.
You have your nephew Kyle here. We heard from him. But how great is it to have five generations working here?
It's awesome. You know, we're celebrating 120 years this year. And when I think back to Grandpa Bill, the second generation here, what he would think of now that we've got fifth generation actively here working. You know, all our nieces and nephews and our kids are, you know, in their mid-20s to mid-30s now. So they're very actively and very capable of taking over someday for us, I hope.
The customer appreciation days bring out even more vendors and things like that. But who would ever thought, you know, you're talking about cheese and you're talking about wine. I mean, that was kind of unheard of some years ago, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. You know, my grandpa, when we started selling apple butter, he thought that was just outrageous. And then, you know, Dad got more involved and Steve and I wanted to bring donuts to it. And it's like, oh, who's going to drive clear out here just for donuts? So we really have evolved into a lot of different diversified things here at the Orchard.
We'll talk about it a little bit later, but you have other flavors other than just the regular apple cider donuts, don't you?
We do. This summer, we opened in July the bakery early, and we tried blueberry-flavored donuts, cherry-flavored donuts, and we've been experimenting with strawberry-flavored donuts. So those are kind of some unique flavors to offer, along with always the apple cider, which is the favorite of everybody's donut, is that apple cider donut. And the last two weekends in October, we feature pumpkin donuts along with apple cider donuts, and those have been a big hit.
Oh, that's awesome. Some other things, anything else new and unique here to the store?
Well, we've got Eagle's Landing wine now, variety of salsas. We've got a company out of Spooner, Wisconsin that has soup mixes that are rice-based. So, you know, that's something different. We brought in some new dip mixes in that. Of course, Wildwood, which is up in Trempealeau, she's a gal who's locally from the county. Arvin and Irma Brown's daughter, Lynn, she's got all of her great dip mixes and soup mixes and apple crisp mixes and different seasonings that way, too, that we carry.
Awesome. Well, you've got a couple of unique apples here. I think we'll talk about them a little bit later on, but you have some specially just for this weekend, don't you?
We do. We have a couple new varieties that we're starting to grow now at the Orchard, and one of them is called a Lucy Rose. And it's, we want to say, you know, that's kind of after Grandma Lucy, you know. We've got an apple named after Grandma Lucy that makes it special to Oakwood. And the uniqueness of it is it's a nice dark red streak on the outside. And I'm going to cut this apple open for you, Phil.
All right.
And I'm going to see what you think.
Go for it. Here. Oh, sounds like really firm. Look at that.
Isn't that cool?
It's red on the inside.
Yes, it has red streaking on the inside, and it's kind of a sweet tart flavor. So there's a little tartness when you first bite into it, and a hint of berry it kind of finishes off. But it's pretty fun. It's a Honeycrisp cross with another variety that I haven't heard of before. It's an Arley Red Flesh apple. So the red flesh comes from this other one, but it's kind of fun.
I can see the Honeycrisp because it's really juicy, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Uh-huh. Well, do you mind if I take a bite?
No, I think you should take a big crunch.
Hmm. I think that does have a hint of berry in it.
Yeah, yeah. And see how juicy? Mm-hmm. Just the juice is just running down your chin.
Lucy Rose, look that up this weekend when you're at Oakwood Fruit Farm for Customer Appreciation Days. Anything else you'd like to add, Judy?
And then there's another new variety beside the Lucy Rose. It's called a Rosalie. And that one is a Honeycrisp Fuji cross. And it's got quite a flavor explosion, too, with those two varieties as the parents.
Awesome. Just a fun weekend. You just want to see people out here, don't you?
We do, and we always enjoy having families come back. You know, they bring their next generation with them, so it's just really unique to see our family greeting your family.
I think another thing, another avenue you could go is class reunions, because sometimes I come up here and I see old classmates and people I went to school. I haven't seen them for 40 years, but it's kind of the reunion place, isn't it?
It really is. You know, I see classmates and my sister's classmates and that, and you're right. It must be what they remember from their childhood growing up. And, you know, with Ithaca's homecoming coming up in another week, we'll see a lot of Ithaca alumni. So it really is fun to see everybody back.
Well, thanks for doing what you do, and from your family and your dedication, we have all these beautiful memories. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Phil.
You bet. Judy Elvin joining us from Oakwood Fruit Farm during Customer Appreciation Days.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to welcome family nurse practitioner Matt Drakis to our growing primary care team. Matt cares for all ages and is accepting new patients at the Gunderson Boscobel and Muscadet Clinics. From sports and general physicals, acute illnesses, and chronic disease management, Matt looks forward to being your partner in health. To schedule an appointment with Matt in Boscobel or Muscadet, call 375-4144.
Welcome to TriStar Gifts and More, where every gift tells a story. Whether you're shopping for a special occasion or just because, the selection of adorable and quirky items is sure to bring a smile to your face. Explore their wide range of candles, metal art, and more. Come experience a warm and welcoming atmosphere at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East, next to Dunkin' Donuts, Richland Center. Call them at 608-383-1280. TriStar Gifts and More, unique gifts and home decor that make every moment special. The Medicare annual enrollment period begins October 15th. By now, you have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be stressful trying to decide all of those upcoming changes on your own. Let local licensed agents Robin Mulcahy and John Johnson help. They each represent 3 of the top Medicare carriers available in your area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment or to attend a seminar at the American Legion Hall in Richland Center at 1 p.m. Tuesday, October 15th.
Last call. Just a few weeks remaining to get to Boscobel for Krogan's Hardware's retirement liquidation sale. Prices slashed again today. Hurry in before it's all gone. All furniture, lamps, and bedding, 70% off. 60% off remaining hardware store inventory and most rental equipment. All paint and stain, just $15 a gallon. Now hear this. Prices on large appliances now below dealer cost. It's the last call. Krogan's Hardware Store in Boscobel is closing the doors soon. All sales final. See store for exclusions, cash or credit cards only.
Second wind, turning these doubles into nothing, trying to drown something burning down in my chest. It's beating me black and blue, like only goodbye will do. Wish I could just drop it, but I got a problem, and it ain't even you. No, it ain't even.
Corey Kent. Hey, we have a dozen of those Oakwood apple cider donuts to give away. If you'd like to head out to Oakwood and get some donuts, well, give us a call now. 608-647-4155. And we'll go with caller 7. Good luck, and we'll see you this weekend at Oakwood. Here's Kylie Morgan.
Talking that Tennessee, wearing that jacket like you stole it. Started hanging out, talking smack, then a kiss and then a few. Looking back, I didn't know.
Congratulations to our winner today. It's Jim Fouts. Lucky day. Way to go, Jim. He wins courtesy of Oakwood Fruit Farm a dozen of those delicious apple cider donuts. So thank you for listening this morning. We'll have movie trivia coming up later on in this hour. The news, this update is sponsored by Harvestcast Home. There's always family here.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. economy again defying expectations, churning out a higher-than-anticipated number of jobs in the month of September. ABC's Jim Ryan breaks down the numbers.
Analysts were expecting about 140,000 positions to have been created last month. The actual number from the Bureau of Labor Statistics stands at 254,000 jobs, with growth in food service, health care, and construction. The unemployment rate in September was virtually unchanged at 4.1%.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says that President Biden was directly engaged in helping to suspend the longshoremen strike. The dock workers back on the job as of this morning. They'll talk about automation later in January. Kamala Harris will visit the union stronghold of Flint, Michigan today. Donald Trump headed to Georgia with Governor Brian Kemp. Tomorrow he'll be alongside Elon Musk in Butler, Pennsylvania, scene of the first assassination attempt. A death toll from Hurricane Helene has now hit 215 people, still an unknown number unaccounted for. This is ABC News.
Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. There's always family here.
Do not be afraid. We're here for you. You're not alone. This is how we make our residents at Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living find comfort and peace when they are ill or in pain, when they long for their family, when they feel their days are numbered. Harvest Guest Home caregivers become part of its residents' family. A gentle touch, a whispered prayer, the familiar voice of our caregivers brings hope to our residents who are temporarily in the hospital or rehab facility when they visit. Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, a sanctuary for the restless spirit, a joyful place for the lonely heart, a place like no other in our community. Call us at 608-647-8205.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. There's high school football in the area tonight. River Valley at Richland Center, our featured broadcast from the Hornets' homecoming. Dodgeville travels to Lancaster and Platteville in New Glarus. Also in the Six Rivers, Riverdale is at Boscobel, Wazika Steuben at Potosi Cassville, Iowa Grant at River Ridge. Nisida travels to New Lisbon in the Scenic Bluffs, Bangor at Cashton, Hillsboro at Brookwood, and Ithaca travels to Royal. Bulldogs co-head coach David Klang.
Yeah, it's a huge week for us. It's a big game with Royal. They've played really tough the last couple games with against Hillsboro and Bangor, and like had leads or almost leads against them. So it's going to be a really big test for us.
Luther at Viroqua and Aquinas at Westby tonight. And the top game in eight-player football, Highland travels to North Crawford. Tomorrow, Kickapoo LaFarge at One Ewok Weston. Pete Alonso hit a go-ahead three-run home run off closer Devin Williams in the ninth. And the Mets beat the Brewers last night 4-2 after the Brewers had gone up by a score of 2-0. The Brewers' Garrett Mitchell says it was certainly a slamming of the door.
That's just a tough situation, you know. You don't, like you said, you're not really prepared for that. Kind of riding a high a little bit there, and things changed there at the end. But like I said, proud of our team, what we did, what we accomplished. Just get back to it again.
The Mets play Saturday against the Phillies. I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports.
Family Thrift Shop has been blessed with an abundance of wonderful donations and hard at work getting everything priced on the shelves for you. With the citywide garage sales just around the corner, stay connected by following them on Facebook for updates and special sales, like buy one book, get three free, and browse their silent auction items. Visit often to enter their new weekly drawing for a $10 in-store gift certificate. Store hours are Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 120 South Main Street. See you there.
Looking to buy, sell, trade, or browse? Come to the Richland Center Gun Show October 4th and 5th at the Richland Center Community Center. They pay cash for guns and related items. Don't miss out on the best deals. Hosted by Gun Buyer Gun Shows, this event is everything for firearm enthusiasts. Remember, all federal and local firearm laws must be followed. Mark your calendar for this weekend, October 4th and 5th, and head to the Richland Center Gun Show. Don't miss it. It's at the Richland Center Community Center this weekend.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are. Every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
For the afternoon, high temperatures are around 70 degrees, clear and chilly tonight and 42. Saturday, 80, turning unusually warm for October. Saturday night, a 30% chance of a few light showers and a low of 51. And Sunday, breezy and cooler with a high of 65. 62 currently in Richland Center. Community calendar is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Going on today, Simon's Recreation Complex Open House. That happens through Sunday with all kinds of free events. Also, popcorn and macro bars while supplies last at Simon's. Wheels of Time is going on today until 6, Saturday until 6, and Sunday until 4 at the Richland County Fairgrounds, featuring antique tractors, trucks, and semis. Saturday, there will be a tractor ATV ride and a sanctioned
Action Pedal Pull Event as well, and Sunday, Cowboy Church. Wisconsin Vietnam Vents Chapter 7 having a food stand at Oakwood Fruit Farm today through Sunday from 10 until 2 each day. Proceeds go toward veteran care packages and high school scholarships. The Richland Center High School class of 1969 will be riding in the homecoming parade today. Those wishing to take part should meet between 1 and 1:30 at the Eunice Keeper Shelter on 8th Street in Kroska Park. After the parade, the group will meet at the Phoenix Center for pizza. The parade in Richland Center steps off at around 3 o'clock this afternoon. A breakfast and bake shop will be held at First Lutheran Church in Lone Rock from 8 until 10 tomorrow. Kaz Cars and Coffee will be held on Saturday from 8 until 11 in Cazenovia, East Main Street. Any vehicle, any vintage, welcome. No entry fees, no awards, and free coffee. The first private landowner party ATV-UTV Club Outdoor Party will be held at Bunker Hill Saturday. Guided off-road rides of club trails will be held at 9, 9:30, 10, or 10:30. Food and refreshments will be available for purchase beginning at noon, with live music from 1 until 5. Camping will also be available. Commander-in-Chief Bake Sale at 586 North Main Street, Victory Center, Saturday from 10 until 2 or until sold out. Friendship Quilters Guild will host its annual quilt show Saturday and Sunday from 10 until 4 each day at Schmidwoven Hills in the second floor activity room. It will include a bed turning Saturday at 11 and 2 and Sunday at 2. A memorial ride and poker run in memory of Joe Pa will be held Saturday. The ride will begin at noon at Honkers. It will include 50-50 raffles, prizes, and music. Richland County EMS will host a fall festival Saturday from noon until 4 at Kroska Park. Enjoy caramel apples, a corn boil, smoked meats, and children's activities. A Euchre tournament will be held to raise money for a scholarship for youth recreation programs Saturday at the Woodman Senior Center. Registration begins at 12:30. Play starts at 1. There will be 10 games with rotating partners. Participants must be 21 or older. The cost is $6 per player with $3 payback, and $3 goes toward the purchase for scholarships for youth recreation programs. Donations are appreciated. Contact Cheryl at 608-647-8108. Extension 3, or Chris at 608-604-9330 for more information. Richland Center High School 2024 Outstanding Alumni, Irvin Peckham, will be doing a meet and greet and book signing Saturday from 1 until 3 at Okooch Books and Libations. Ash Creek United Methodist Church will have its annual Lord's Acre dinner and sale Saturday. The free will dinner begins at 5. The sale will begin with a children's auction at 6:30 and will be followed by the general auction. The 2024 Canyon of Lights Parade will be held Saturday night at 7 in Richland Center. This year's theme is Superhero Showdown. American Legion Post 13 in Richland Center will serve a free will biscuits and gravy and scrambled eggs breakfast Sunday, serving from 7 until gone. A breast cancer awareness pajama party will be held Sunday from 9 until noon at Pat and Greg's Poor House in Boscobel. The event will include a Bloody Mary bar, raffles, and silent auction. All proceeds will go to Susan G. Komen for a cure. St. Philip's Fall Festival will be held Sunday near Rolling Ground. Mass will be held at 10:30 with a pulled pork lunch from 11 until 2. The Ithaca School District will have its final community informational meeting concerning the upcoming referendum on Sunday morning at 11:30 at the Willow Valley Church Hall. And Pleasant Ridge Church in Willow Township will host Cowboy Church with Monty Berger on Sunday starting at 2 o'clock.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Welcome back to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Customer Appreciation Days are this weekend, and we're talking to the Lewis and Alvin families as we discuss what's going on. Steve Lewis joins us. Steve, how was the year weather-wise here at the orchard?
It was really nice. One of the best years I've seen in a long time as far as growing conditions. Last year's drought really was kind of a tougher year for us, and this year kind of everything just fell into place.
I worry every time a big storm comes, and I'm guessing you guys really do, you know, trying to avoid the hail and the high winds and all that stuff.
Yeah, you know, and the farther we get into the season, the more we have invested in the crop, the more you worry. And we missed a few close ones this year, but, you know, I guess close only counts in horseshoes, right?
It does. We had all that rain for about three quarters of the summer. It's a little dry out there now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just perfect. That's exactly how we want it. As most farmers, you don't want a dry fall to get the crop in. Apples really respond well when it dries out. They store better. They get sweeter. They're easier to handle. You know, when we get a lot of rain in the fall, it just makes them hard to store and hard to get picked off the tree.
Earlier, Kyle and then also Judy talked about some of the new varieties, but is there a lot of cross-pollination and things like that going on right now?
Yeah, there's a lot of new varieties been coming out. You know, a few years ago, Honeycrisp came out, and, you know, new variety. It's hard to get on the market, and people really kind of started reevaluating what a good apple tastes like, you know, and so they've been a lot more responsive to trying new ones, and we get a lot of people, especially here at the Orchard, they want to come and try something different. So we've really been trying to, you know, look and find these better new varieties that are coming out. There's a new program out of Ohio called Midwest Apple Improvement, and they are the ones that have been driving trying to find a lot of these apples that do well in the Midwest. A lot of them are Honeycrisp crosses, you know, different times of the year, and so that's kind of, we keep our eyes open and our ears open talking to other people and putting in some of these new varieties to test.
Are some of them by accident sometimes, Steve?
Once in a while, you know, Ambrosia is an apple that you see coming on more and more, and that was an apple that was just a chance seedling found in an orchard in Canada. And so the odds of that happening are very, very slim. One, for somebody to find it, and two, for a seedling to grow up and not be, you know, cut during mowing or whatever. So that one was really a wild chance. Most of these others are controlled breeding programs where they're going in and they're taking Honeycrisp and they're crossing them with something else, you know, trying to get the attributes of two different varieties. And, you know, it's a one in a million to get all the good things to come out. You know, most of the time all the bad things come out in a variety.
Tell me about the grapes. Are they doing well this year?
Yeah, they look good. They're kind of the same thing. They like, you know, to dry out, but not too dry in the fall. But, you know, the same thing. Anything when you get close to harvest, get a lot of rain, it's not good for anything.
How far are you along in picking the crop?
We're about 2 weeks ahead of normal. You know, we started early in the spring and we just kept going. So we're getting really close to being winding down here. We've probably got another 7 to 10 days of picking, and normally we'd pick till the end of October.
You have, I don't know if there's any way, there's no turnstile here to know how many people visit, but certainly you've had some big weekends, haven't you? So
yeah, you know, it's been a little slower this year just because, you know, we had such warm weather early in, you know, in September, and people just don't think of it being fall, you know, and that's what a lot of people have commented on. But yeah, now as it's gotten cooled down, you know, that traffic is picking up and that, and it gets hard. You know, as long as we can kind of keep space in the parking lot, everything goes well.
Grandpa Bill would probably not know what to think of all the things you have and diversified here over the last few years, would he?
Yeah, no. I think he'd be proud of what we've done, you know, because he was always one of trying new things and that. But I don't think in his wildest dreams he could have, you know, dreamt up what we have.
You have a lot of different vendors coming in here for the weekend, don't you?
Yeah, you know, we always like to do that, support Wisconsin, support local people, local businesses and that. And it's a kind of a nice place for them to come here and you know, showcase some of their products.
Any idea who the farthest visitor from? I mean, you've got them from all states coming here, don't you?
Oh, yeah. We get a lot of times, you know, we'll get Alaska, Texas. There's a few that come back every year, you know, in the fall. They visit relatives and they always stop back. But it's pretty common. We get some people from Texas, people from Arkansas, Alabama, places like that.
You have five generations and now even six coming up here, so you got to be pretty proud of that.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. You think back all over the years and all the trials and the tribulations that have gone on to keep going on. And unfortunately, you know, today that used to be pretty common, you know, 3 and 4 and 5 generation farms, and a lot of those little farms are disappearing. So we're really thankful that we've been able to continue with success.
I know that I talked to Judy a little bit about us having memories coming here. I'm sure you guys have a lot of good memories, too, don't you, from people coming here over the years?
Yeah, we do, you know, and it's just things, different people I remember over the years, some you know, families that have grown up, you watch them growing up and coming here, and you know, now as they've gotten older and bring their kids, those are always fun. And funny thing, most of my good memories are in the day. Yours were probably a lot of them at dark, you know, when you're, you know, visiting the orchard during homecoming week.
I never did that. don't swear. I never did that, but I know some that did. You know, so if you want some names afterwards, I'll tell you.
That'd be great.
Okay, we'll do that. Statute of limitations probably hasn't worn off. Anything else you'd like to add here, Steve?
No. You know, we just want to thank everybody, you know, for coming out and supporting us over the years, and it's always nice to see their faces and say hello and kind of catch up on, you know, what's gone on during the non-Apple season. So we're grateful for everybody to come out, and we appreciate them doing it.
Sounds good. Steve Lewis joining us this report from Oakwood Fruit Farm during Customer Appreciation Days.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated. It is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
With area students having been back in school for about a month now, the Old Cooch Mountain Humane Society would like to take this opportunity to remind everyone of some of the many important lessons that we can all learn from our pets. First, be curious. Don't be afraid to try new things. And don't lose your playful side. Second, rather than dwelling on the past or worrying about the future, embrace the moment you're in. Third, like loving your pets, be sure to let others, including your pets, know that you love them unconditionally. And finally, never underestimate the value of a good nap. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
We will be closed at the Starlight this weekend. So much stuff going on, and we have kids in activities, and so I have a little break at the Starlight, but next week we'll be coming back with the Richland Hospital is going to be having an event, and it's going to be free to the public. We'll be playing Inside Out 2, and come on out.
What's showing at the indoor this weekend?
This week we're going to be debuting Joker, the new Joker movie, and we also have The Wild Robot will be playing this weekend. Friday we'll be running at our normal hours, but Saturday, due to the parade being very close to the Center Cinema, we're not going to have the 7 o'clock show. The shows will be changed on Saturday. Anybody can look at our website, but they'll be at 12:30 and 3:30 instead of normal times. We're changing around a bit.
What's the most popular movie snack these days? Do you know?
Popcorn.
Oh, okay. What about sweet treats, though? Candy?
I don't know. It seems like we sell a lot of Milk Duds and those nerd gummy cluster things.
I got to be careful because they say that's what you are what you eat, so that's why I don't eat the nerds. But anyway.
Never thought about that one.
Right. Well, we have a certificate to give away that can get folks into an upcoming movie at Center Cinema Twins. And what is your tough trivia question of the week, Sandy?
Well, since Chris Christopherson passed away today, we thought we'd say something about that. Chris starred in numerous movies throughout his career. I guess my question is, name the movie that Chris starred in 1974, opposite of Ellen Burstyn, where he played an Arizona rancher and frequent Mel's Diner.
All right. 608-647-4155. The winning answer wins a movie pass to Center Cinema Twins. Sandy, have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, Phil.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. From the WRCO Lost and Found, lost a male beagle without a collar. It was lost near Mount Zion area near Gays Mills. The number to call, 608-739-2652, 739-2652. Again, Sandy Madison from Center Cinema Twins, and her question about Kris Kristofferson, a movie he was in with Ellen Burstyn in 1974. He played a rancher, and they frequented Mel's Diner. Can you name the movie? 608-647-4155. When the answer wins, a pass for an upcoming movie. And there are some good ones this fall at Center Cinema Twins.
Well, it was Friday in the p.m., and just like every weekend, I was ready to throw down. Yeah, get a little tore up, so I called my bros up to meet me out on the town. Well, Wild Man Willie said I'd like to, really, but Idol was on TV. And Ray had a date with his wife, and Nate quit drinking, but he didn't tell me. Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight? Is there anybody out there who wants to have a cold beer, kick it till the morning light? If I have to raise hell all by myself, I will, but y'all, that ain't right. Flying solo down at Silverado's, the joint looking like a morgue. When this country cutie with a rock and roll booty came strutting in through the door, yelled, "Who wants to dance?" and fired up the band with a Franklin and a shot of Patron. She looked right at me, said, "What's it gonna be? Are you gonna let me party alone? Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight? Is there anybody out there who wants to have a cold beer, kick it till the morning light? If I have to raise hell all by myself, I will, but y'all, that ain't right. Yeah, it's time to get it on. Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight? Come on." To have fun tonight.
Congratulations to Barb Meyer, who knew the right answer. The right answer, Chris Christopherson, is a movie called Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. Or Alice, in fact, that was the name of the TV series when it debuted a couple of years later with Linda Lavin in the lead at Mel's Diner. Barb wins from Center Cinema Twins. Phil and Leobin, you have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you tonight with football. We'll see you at the parade this afternoon around 3 in Richland Center.
Southern Nights. Have you ever felt a southern night? Free as a breeze, not to mention the trees, whistling tunes that you know and love so. Just as good even when closed your eyes. I apologize to anyone who can truly say that he has found a better way. Southern.